are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. off one of his very early recordings. That was a man that only lived 47 years, but left a huge mark on the world of jazz that resonates to this very day. And with plenty of gusto, that was alto saxophonist Julian Edwin Cannonball Adderley. That was one of his very early tunes, Bohemia After Dark, off the 1953 album by the same name. And with that song, we begin a one-hour look into the music and life of Cannonball Adderley. Born in Tampa, Florida, back on September 15th, 1928, this man was an architect and huge influence on the hard bop era, tearing things up there in the 1950s and 60s. And we should go ahead and let you know how he got that name, Cannonball. It was derived from Cannibal, a title given to him by his high school pals as a tribute to his voracious appetite. Cannonball was also part of that iconic kind of blues session with Miles Davis back in 1959 that tethered his legend to jazz for good. And the music was in his family lineage. His brother Nat was a cornetist that played with him for quite a while. We will delve more into the man and the music as we march on into this hour of jazz together. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the home of a huge jazz appetite that continues to make the world happy, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, ready to give you a full hour of music dedicated to the jazz legend known as Cannonball Adderley, and ready to honor a request by John and Addie Bedoyan to get this thing going and on the air. Keeping with that Cannonball zone here on the show, here's the 1955 tune, A Little Taste, off the Spontaneous Combustion Session. Thank you.
this is John Bedorn, and this is my daughter, Addie.
Hi.
And we love listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino, especially when he's playing Cannonball Adderley. We love jazz, don't we, Addie?
Yes, we do.
Was Cannonball doing what he does best with the 1955 song Falling in Love with Love off his Strings album. Cannonball's education was well established before he began teaching applied instrumental music classes at Dillard High School in Fort Lauderdale. Cannonball moved to Tallahassee when his parents got teaching positions at Florida A&M. Both Cannonball and Nat played with Ray Charles when Ray lived in Tallahassee during the early 40s. And with that, Cannonball was already a local legend around Florida when he made the decision to pull up the stakes and move to the Big Apple in 1955. More specifically, he went to Queens. And it was in New York City his career continued to escalate, as we shall explore further, but let's get back into the music. Here he is during those prolific early New York years with the 1955 tune, The Song Is You, off a self-titled album. Thank you.
You are listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DiMino.
That was Cannonball with the 1955 song Chasm with the great Kenny Clarke Septet. His New York venture began when he visited the Cafe Bohemia. Oscar Pettiford's group was playing that night, and Cannonball had brought his saxophone into the club with him because he feared it would be stolen. He was asked to sit in as the saxophonist because the band's sax man was late. That happy accident galvanized his soaring reputation. From there, he formed his own group with his brother Nat after signing onto the Savoy Jazz label in 1957. Then, he was noticed by Miles Davis and was asked to become a part of the group. He joined the Miles Davis sextet sextet in October 1957 and was on both Milestones and Kind of Blue. Here's one more from that 1955 year of New York City establishment. Here he is with You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Thank you.
That was the 1956 song Little Girl Blue off his In the Land of Hi-Fi EP. So his interest in education began early on. In 1961, he recorded the Child's Introduction to Jazz that was released on Riverside Records. This bug stayed around, and Cannonball was known for being a prominent spokesperson for jazz through extensive television work and residencies at several universities. Along with the education, he was quite good at forming a band, like the Cannonball Adderley Quintet. He formed this after leaving Miles' group. It featured his brother Nat and a host of other cats that simply tore things up back in the day. Here's a tune from 1958, next on Neon Jazz, a period of prolific creation for Cannonball. Off the album called Something Else, and it sure was, here's Dancing in the Dark. off the 1958 album Sharpshooters, that was Cannonball with the tune Our Delight. So by the end of the 60s, Adderley's playing began to reflect the influence of electronic jazz, avant-garde, and Davis's experiments with the album Bitches Brew. As time moved on, the world of jazz musicians paid homage to a master. Joe Zawinul's composition, Cannonball, on the Weather Report's album Black Market is a tribute to his former leader, while Pepper Adams and George Mraz dedicated the composition Julian off the 1975 album called Julian, days after Cannonball's death. As we wind down this hour of jazz together, we're going to heat things up a little bit before we get to that final curtain call. Off the 1959 album Quintet Chicago, here's the man of the hour with Limehouse Blues.
Al, this is Bobby Watson, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Keeping firmly in the 1950s decade there with Cannonball, the time he really became a legend. There he was with the 1959 song Spring Is Here off the album Blue Spring. Cannonball had an explosive, jubilant, and happy sound that helped him become one of the most admired musicians to ever grace the jazz arts. And in a very short period of time, he evolved tremendously, squeezing decades into years. And the way he entered the consciousness of the world through music is the way he left our world as well, very suddenly. At the age of 47 on August 8th, 1975, he had a sudden stroke around the time he was recording newer versions of his earlier work, and with that, a legend had begun. taking the honors of capping off this hour of Neon Jazz dedicated to the great Julian Edwin Cannonball Adderley is the 1959 tune, The Stars Fell on Alabama. And with that, thanks to you and Mr. John Bedoin and Addie Bedoin for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cannonball of absolute music force delivering quality music over the skies of Kansas City, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher. Like what you heard? Let us know. Drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. Until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Yes, we do.
Neon Jazz.